And welcome to another episode of Sharp Elbows. My name is Nadal Makashvi, and I'm your host for the hour. Unfortunately, Fran is off today celebrating her son's birthday, but I'm so excited to be joined by a special guest to talk about the small business world here in Wisconsin and its interactions with the Wisconsin legislature. Our guest, Sean Fedaplace, is the Wisconsin State Manager for the Main Street Alliance, a national small business advocacy organization with chapters in 13 states and over 30,000 members. And prior to joining MSA, Sean worked for three members of Congress, President Barack Obama, and three national advocacy organizations, including the One Campaign, co-founded by Bono from U2. Sean lives in Madison with his wife and son. And remember, you can also join the conversation and ask him questions by calling in. The number is 844-967-2789. How are you, Sean?
Good. How are you doing, Nada?
I'm doing great. Excited to learn more from you. How's your Saturday going?
It's going pretty good. My son's off at a play date down the street with my wife and a friend, and just getting ready for another hot day. What about you?
Same. I'm planning on reading up of what happened this week, because it's been a crazy one, a wild one. And, you know, unlike Representative Hung, I'm very new to the business world. And so I am very excited to learn about it. And I was wondering if you could start us off by kind of giving us a rundown of the work Main Street Alliance does here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Main Street Alliance is a small business advocacy organization. We have a progressive perspective on a lot of key issues. And I think that's what separates us from some other organizations in the state, like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association. We are very new to the state. We expanded our Wisconsin chapter started in August. And right now we have about 100 member businesses that I work with all across the state, from Madison, Milwaukee, but also up in the Fox Valley, Bayfield, Driftless region, all throughout the state. And really our goal is to influence policymakers at the federal, state, and local level. Obviously, you know, Francesca, normally co-host on here, it's a bit preaching the choir with her. fellow progressive, but also as a small business owner herself, and she understands these issues really well. So in cases like with her, it's more about just like chatting, but then there's folks who are the key lawmakers that really decide a lot of important policy, and we want to make sure the small business voice is represented with them in the halls of Madison and the halls of Congress. And so that's really what we're all about, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Mm-hmm. What led you to Main Street Alliance? I know you had political and organizing work before, but what made you, you know, work with them?
I would say that it was a mixture of the pandemic really causing a lot of trauma and a lot of a lot of folks' lives all throughout the state. And I know small business, which the average small business owner makes about $50,000 a year, and has a lot more in common with the workers that work at their businesses than they do with like a corporate CEO, for example. Mm. A lot of them were being left behind with some of the federal programs. And I really felt like, you know, doing something closer to home, I was dealing with a lot of global health policy issues, and I really enjoyed it. And I really loved where I was, but I really felt like I needed to be a bit closer to home. I would say the other thing is that the legislative majority, and before that, Governor Scott Walker in our state, badly damaged our state for a decade, continued to do a lot of things that are really not good for small business. And so I felt like it was really important to make sure that there was a different perspective in the small business community represented with those lawmakers and with, frankly, the public in Wisconsin. So I was really excited to join, and it's been a bit of a whirlwind ever since.
Well, I guess you've had kind of a firsthand look at how COVID has impacted Main Street. Could you go into that a little bit more? What problems already existed and how the pandemic has exacerbated them in terms of small business?
So and just as a reminder to the listeners, I think most folks listening to this probably agree with us on this issue, but over 500,000 people in Wisconsin have had COVID, and 6,000 people have died of COVID. It had a massive impact, not just on families and schools and governments, but also on Main Street small businesses. Many of them, you know, really our members were people who went to curbside only. There are people who required masks. There are people who did a lot to keep their community safe. And as a result of that, you know, I'll be frank, there are some businesses that didn't do any of those things and didn't do anything to keep people safe. And so the folks who did the right thing were in some ways financially punished for doing so, even though they knew it was the right thing to do for the community. And so that's why it was so important for the We're All In grants that the governor did, that got out to folks, that the American Rescue Plan really provided a lot of support. But there's deep damage to a lot of these businesses. They had to lay off staff. You know, it's partially because of structural issues with the economy. It's a little harder to refill those positions. There's a lot of folks that, you know, frankly, took on a ton of debt, and there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. I'll give an example. The Restaurant Revitalization Fund, which was done by the American Rescue Plan, the big stimulus that the Biden administration did with Congress, that funded $28.3 billion in grants for local small businesses, local restaurants to get through this. There were over $70 billion with the grants applied for. So there's still like this huge need out there. And so for us, it's about how can we make sure that even though, you know, the numbers are getting better, people are getting vaccinated. I encourage everyone listening to this to get vaccinated. That's how you can get your local small business back fully open and doing well. You know, that's going to be really, really important moving forward, and making sure that elected officials know that this isn't over.
Well, when you speak about how Main Street Alliance has more of a progressive and really rooted kind of platform in the community, I was wondering if you could go a little bit more into the WMC, who they are and how you guys differ from them.
Yeah. Well, I would say first off, there's this perception that all business owners out there are like rock ribbed Republicans, and it's just not true. There are a lot of folks, you know, frankly, like Francesca or, you know, Dave Heidi, who's owns Liliana's here in town, Patrick at Salvatore's, Jessica Wartenweiler at Tin Smith. There's a lot of folks that, frankly, their values are making sure that folks have healthcare, making sure that folks have, you know, enough food on the table, that they're making a living wage, that they are able to take paid time off if they need to. That's their values. And a lot of small business owners share those values. Unfortunately, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association and some other business lobbies to varying levels throughout the state, you know, frankly, are more concerned with cutting taxes and deregulation and privatization and doing things that help big business and big donors versus actual Main Street small businesses. There's been what I would call identity theft by especially WMC, where they, you know, say that they're the voice for business in the state, when the reality is that they're really the voice for big business. They're really the voice for large corporations, for companies, the kinds of people who don't want to make sure there isn't PFAS in the water, the kinds of folks that don't care whether or not lead pipes are slowly poisoning our kids. These are folks that frankly are very irresponsible. And over time, you know, the sort of unholy marriage of WMC and former Governor Scott Walker and the gerrymander that happened in 2011 have allowed them to get away with this. And frankly, we're gonna work very hard to make sure that there's a balanced perspective and that there's this more progressive business perspective represented, because honestly, it is a much more complicated picture than organizations like WMC want to make it seem.
Well, it's very interesting for me because kind of growing up outside of politics, it always felt like Republicans owned small business, that, you know, if you were a small business owner, that the Republican platform was something that you benefited you the most. And then getting into politics, you're like, that's not true at all. You know what I mean? And I think that for a lot of small business owners, especially that I've seen in kind of the more diverse communities here, such as the Arab American one, the WMC is really far in terms of it's far away from representing them. And I know that organizations like MSA, are a better home from them. So how do you plan in the future of getting, you know, the Main Street Alliance's name kind of to equate the WMC and to show communities across Wisconsin that you know, y'all are a better home from them, for them.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main thing is to do the organizing work, to meet with people where they're at, to really, have those conversations and also make sure that, you know, our members are really talking with other folks within their own communities as well to get them involved. I think that as an example on voting rights, our members don't agree at all with these voter suppression bills that are making their way through Congress that are mm-hmm. largely written by ALEC and a whole cadre of folks who don't want people to be able to express themselves and to use their democratic rights. I think that folks speaking out about that will help give comfort and help give a place for folks to feel like they can do that as well. And understand that these issues, even though there's Republicans and Democrats going back and forth, these should not be partisan issues. Whether or not somebody has healthcare should not be a partisan issue. So I think the more that we get out in the community, provide support for small business, work to make sure they have what they need, and work with our currently existing membership to be able to expand that network, that's gonna allow us to continue to grow, allow us to continue to have a bigger megaphone and be able to influence the folks that ultimately have for a long time only been hearing from one side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go on break and before we kind of go into the more policy and legislative details of what's been happening with small business, What would you recommend if there are any small business owners listening right now, how they can get in touch with Main Street Alliance or kind of, look you guys up?
If you really want to get involved, the easiest thing to do is just email me directly. My name is Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-W-N, at mainstreetalliance.org. You can also go to the mainstreetalliance.org website. There we have both the sign up, where you can both take action, but also just become a member. But then there's also an opportunity as well to be able to check out upcoming events. We actually have an event with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes next Wednesday at 1 p.m. where we're going to be talking about healthcare costs. And you can get that information there. And hopefully you're able to join us for that webinar that we're having next week.
Awesome. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sharp Elbows.